Have you done all the Lord wants you to do?
Come on, mind the Lord. Yeah. You need to, come on.
You just mind the Lord, I tell you.
Yeah.
I'm proud my wife is with me tonight.
Yeah.
She drove all the way over here from home to be with us tonight. She's my baby. Amen. I told Brother Danny this morning, I think it was this morning, I said, Brother Danny, I said, I've married to a mean woman. And he just looked at me and grinned. Brother William turned and looked and said, yeah, she's mean to you, but she's not everybody else. And I am thankful tonight for my wife. She stood faithfully by me for 37 years. First church I took as pastor, she went with me, and she's been with me ever since.
Amen.
Boy, I thank the Lord for that tonight.
Right.
I want to tell you something tonight, and I really don't know why I'm telling you this. Yeah, I do. God's got a word. You know, God has words for his people.
Yeah.
And you need to listen to the word of God and what God has to say. 30 years ago, I was pastoring a church in Lawrence County, or 25 years ago, I think it was. I had a man in my church that was 43 years old, had a spot that came up in his abdomen. The doctors, he hadn't been saved long, and the doctors had told him that it was cancer. And they're going to have to operate on him and remove that cancer and do treatment. And I just couldn't believe what that doctor said. And he was scheduled for surgery at Huntsville Hospital on Tuesday morning. On Sunday night, I told the men in the church, I said, if you believe that God still answers prayer, and that God is still on the throne, I want you to meet me here Monday night at 7:00. I said, now if you're going to doubt God, don't come down here. I don't want you around here. And about 15 to 7, I got to the church and I turned the lights on in the church and didn't no more get it done, and I heard car doors shutting. And there's about 50 men that come into church about 7:00. That night. And all those men got in the altar and we started praying for Charles, for God to heal him.
Yeah.
Folks don't pray for healing no more. And that's why you don't see people healed. They don't pray for it no more. And we gathered in that altar, and it was after midnight when we got through. The surgeons had told the wife and his children that the surgery would be for 3 hours. And I was at the hospital the next morning there in Huntsville. Had prayer with him before they took him back. In about 45 minutes, here come the surgeon. Surgeon looked at his wife and said, medical science has no answer for this. He said, I opened him up and I saw where it was. But it wasn't there when I got in there. That's the God that I serve. That's the God that you serve tonight. And some of you need to quit worrying and get in the altar and give this to God.
Amen.
Give it to God. Amen. I said that because that's what the Lord wanted. Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1. Would you please stand for the reading of the Word of God? Ruth chapter 1, I'll begin reading my text with verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard of the country of Moab, how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws with her. And they went on their way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-laws, go and return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. They said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, and go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. And if I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband, and also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. They lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. She said, behold, thy sister is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I'll go, and where thou lodgest, I'll lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left speaking unto her. This evening I want to preach to you on the thought, cleaving unto the Lord. Let's bow for prayer. Amen. Amen. Tonight I want to preach to you on the thought, cleaving unto the Lord. You'll notice in this scripture that I read to you tonight that Naomi had married a man by the name of Elimelech. And Elimelech looked at Naomi and their children and said, we're going down to Moab. And Naomi knew that going to Moab wasn't the thing that they needed to do. But you see, the Bible said the man is to be the head of the house. The man's to be the spiritual leader of the house. If there are any men out there that's listening to me tonight, if you're not the spiritual leader of your house and you don't take care of your wife and your children, you need to be whipped tonight. Amen. Because the Word of God teaches us that that's our responsibility. It's not my father-in-law's responsibility to take care of her, his daughter and his grandchildren. It's my job. Amen. And I'm telling you what, I've been trying to do it for 37 years now. Made a lot of mistakes along the way, but thank God we've made it. Amen. Elimelech looked at his wife, Naomi, and said, we're going down to Moab. She didn't really think that Moab was the place that they needed to be, but she went anyway. And the Bible said that Elimelech died. And I'm satisfied to believe it was a sad day. Later on, Naomi's two boys had died. left Orpah and Ruth without husbands. They were young women. Naomi realized that she couldn't prosper here. She didn't need to be here.
Amen.
She needed to go back where she was.
Yeah.
And she looked at Ruth and she looked at Orpah and said, I don't have any more sons and I'm too old to bear any more sons. You just need to go back to your father's house. Orpah reached over there at Naomi and grabbed her and hugged her and kissed her on the cheek.
Yeah, yeah.
Now let me say this to you. Orpah loved Naomi.
Yeah, sure.
And don't sit there and say that she didn't. There's just people just like Orpah was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she turns and she looks at Ruth. And tears began to glisten down the side, I believe, of Ruth's cheeks.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
She could not leave.
No.
She could not leave. The Bible said that she cleave to Naomi.
Yeah.
She held on to her.
Yeah.
Naomi meant something to her.
Yeah.
She probably saw Naomi give her last bread to her husband. Saul probably saw Naomi do deeds that really that she wasn't able to do for her family. And she respected Naomi. She loved her. She wanted to be just like she was because of the life that she lived. I can see this tonight just as clear as can be. Man, she'd look at Naomi, and Naomi was old. And boy, she looked at her and saw how godly of a woman that she was. Somebody said, preacher, was she a career woman? She sure was. Being a mama. Amen. That's the greatest career a woman could have is being a mama. Amen. Yes, sir. Listen, some of you women sitting out there tonight think that cheapens a woman by a woman staying at home and raising her children. Listen, you're better than the Queen of England. Amen. You deserve royalty for being who and what you are tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But I look at this scripture tonight and I think about how Naomi and Ruth were. And the thing that I want you to notice so much about this is that she clave to Naomi.
Yeah.
Now what I want you to get tonight is that you and I, God's not looking for some Davids.
No.
God's not looking for some Moseses. God's not looking for some Abrahams in the church. God's not looking for some Isaacs in the church. God's not looking for some Ezekiels or some or any other Old Testament prophet or even the Apostle Paul. God is not looking for people like that today. But what God is looking for is some children of God that will be just like Ruth. That'll be just like Ruth. That will cling to the Lord. That will love the Lord with everything in them. That they will give their being, their obedience, their allegiance unto the Lord Jesus Christ. God is looking for some folks that cling to the Lord just like Ruth clave to Naomi. God's looking for that.
Amen.
God's looking for that.
Right.
I want to tell you something tonight, I believe. God's looking down out of heaven. God's looking over at Antioch Baptist Church tonight. God is saying tonight, boy, I wish everybody would listen to that man of God tonight. And they'd cleave to the Lord just like
Ruth clave to Naomi. I'm talking about getting a hold of him and saying, Lord, I love you. Lord, I'm going to go with you all the way. What I like about the Lord tonight, Brother Danny, he said, I'm going to start with you. And he said, I'm going to finish with you. Amen. Yes, sir. And folks, I believe that tonight. We just need to cleave to the Lord. We need to hold on to him. Don't hold on to Brother William. Don't hold on to this one, but hold on to the Lord. He'll never disappoint you. He'll never let you down. He'll never forsake you. He'll be there with you until the bitter end. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Cleave to the Lord. Cleave to the Lord. Now, you know what I've noticed about claving to the Lord? Boy, I like staying over at that house. I ain't got to worry about no cleaning woman coming in there on me. Yeah. I got over there today. Boy, I got to wrestling with the Lord.
Help him, Lord.
Yeah. Got a hold of him, too. Yeah. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
That youngest grandboy of mine the other day, he's up at the house. And he was wanting me to take him to the store, wanting me to do something. And he got a hold of my legs. He wrapped his arms around my legs, wrapped his feet around my bottom of my legs, top of my foot. He said, Papa, I want some M&Ms. Here I am, I'm dragging them. Son, just turn me loose. Amen. We'll go to the store and get you a sack full of M&Ms. Amen. Even get you a cold drink or two while we're over at the store. Yes. Listen, that's what God's wanting. God's wanting some people that'll grab the Lord around the leg. Amen. And hold on to him and not turn him loose. Hallelujah. Ruth and Naomi. Boy, I love that story. And you know, I studied that out. About how that Ruth claved to Naomi. See, they were widow women.
Yeah.
They didn't have a man to make a living for them.
Right.
They didn't have a man to take care of them. They had to get out there and survive on their own.
Right. Yeah.
Skip on over to the second chapter and read that.
Yeah. Amen.
I'll show you how God works. I'll show you how God works. You go over to that next chapter.
Yeah.
And you read about that woman that clave to Naomi.
Yes.
Naomi wasn't able to get out there in them fields and work and do this and do that. And those men would get out in those cornfields and they'd pick that corn. And they'd leave a little here and they'd leave a little there.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. They'd leave a little here and they'd leave a little there. Yeah. And here come Ruth. She's out there gleaning in those cornfields.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And I'm telling you, she'd gather it up in her bosom, and oh, she'd go back to the house. She'd take that corn, she'd turn it into meal and make whatever she could, but it was always just enough to get by. Amen. And one day she was out there in the cornfield of gleaning corn, and the king saw her. Caught his eye. Caught his eye. Amen. Oh, listen, and I'll show you how God gets in things and how God works in things. Listen, Boaz seen that woman out there in that cornfield of gleaning corn, amen. And Boaz called those men in and told them, said, you leave just a little bit extra corn for that woman, amen. Oh, listen, and she'd be out there in those cornfields of gleaning corn, and Boaz would look out over there and see that woman, and every day he saw her, he fell just a little bit deeper in love with her, amen. Somebody said, preacher, what do you mean? I'm talking about a poor widow woman. Yes, my friend, that God touched and God used, and God used a king, and she married a king. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And the reason why was because she clave to Naomi. Church, I want to tell you something tonight. You quit depending on the world. Start depending on Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, you start clinging to him.
Yeah.
Just like Ruth did Naomi. And your life's going to turn around.
Yes,
your life's going to turn around.
Yeah.
Isn't it over in Kings?
Yeah.
Where there was a widow woman had a little boy?
Yeah.
Isn't it over there?
Yeah.
And oh, Elijah, I believe it was. went over there and run up on that widow woman and this boy picking up sticks.
Right. Yeah. That's
right. And oh, listen, the man of God, Elijah looked at him and told him, said, go make me a cake.
Yeah.
She couldn't do it. She couldn't do it. She looked at him and said, I've got just a little bit of meal, flour in the barrel.
Yeah.
Got just a little bit of oil left in the cruise.
Yeah.
Got enough for just a cake for me and this boy. And then we're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
The man of God looked at him and said, go make me a small cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make that thing for me first. Make me a small cake. No, listen. You'll see what took place when you read that scripture.
Yeah.
Bible said every time the woman went back to the barrel,
yeah,
every time she went back to the cruise,
yeah,
there's just enough oil and there's just enough meal,
yeah,
how to make a cake every day for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Folks, may I say to you, when you cleave to the Lord,
yeah,
He's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
He's going to bless you.
Yeah.
Hey, some of you tonight, you making a mess out of your life. You're making a mess out of things when you just need to get to the altar tonight and say, God, I'm going to cling to you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to put my faith and my hope in you tonight.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, folks, I make a mess out of things. If you don't believe it, you ask my precious wife sitting back there. I can make a mess in a hurry.
God bless you,
Brother Denver. I've never saw where my Lord made a mess.
No, sir. No.
And He's not going to start.
Never.
And He's not going to start. No, sir.
No,
all you got to do is put your trust in Him.
Amen.
Put your trust in Him.
Yeah.
There's some of you here tonight.
Come on.
You just need to get in this altar tonight.
Amen.
And fall in love with Jesus. And say, Lord, I'm going to trust you.
Amen.
I'm going to trust you from now on out.
Yes.
From now on out. I want to tell you something. When I went to the church where I pastor at, I had to take a $13,000 a year cut in pay to go where I went to. And I normally don't tell folks stuff like that, but I just feel impressed with God to tell this tonight.
God bless you.
And when I accepted the church where I'm at, I said, God, how am I going to pay my mortgage?
Yeah.
God, how am I going to raise my kids?
Bless you, Lord.
The way that I need to raise them.
Yeah.
God, I'm taking this big a cut, and that's a lot in a year's time. And I said, Lord, how are we going to get by? And I never will forget. The Lord said, you let me worry about that.
Yeah. That's right.
And the first week, Brother William, I went to that church. The first week, I had 8 phone calls from different preachers. But Tim, you come help us in a meeting. Yes, sir. But Tim, you come, you help us in a meeting. Those 8 weeks took care of my place for nearly a year. Do you see what I'm saying? Cleaving to the Lord. Cleaving to the Lord. Well, that's what we need to do tonight.
That's
what we need to do tonight. Oh, just put our arms around the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to do like Ruth did Naomi. Wherever you go, I'm going to go. Wherever you lodge, I'm going to lodge.
Yeah.
Wherever you die, just plant me right beside you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what I want you to do, Lord. Boy, when we'll do that tonight,
Amen.
It'll be sweet.
Yes, sir.
It'll be sweet.
Yeah.
But Denver, come on. I'm done. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on now. Come on. Let's stand to our feet. Somebody.